the apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. And Jesus' response is puzzling. He says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell this mulberry tree to be transplanted, and it would transplant itself into the seed. It's not clear whether Jesus is saying their faith is not large enough, or they simply are not using their faith correctly. Also, it was puzzling for me. I didn't realize you could quantify faith in terms of size, but I appreciate Christ using this image because it ties in well with what I'd like to speak about this morning, and that's respect for life. Respect for life we're celebrating throughout this month, and we recognize that respect for life begins at the very beginning. In the beginning, for a human being, a fertilized egg is 1/10 the size of a mustard seed. And yet, we recognize as Christians and as Catholics especially, that it doesn't matter what the size is, whether it's very small or very large, it's still life. And it doesn't change, it doesn't become more valuable because it gets larger. It's valuable from its very beginning. And so we recognize and we celebrate that. If we do so, we're also called to, as former Archbishop Cardinal Bernardine would point out, we're called to have a consistent ethic of life. What he called, or referred to as a seamless garment. We have to respect and celebrate not only life when it's very small, but throughout, from its very beginning to its end, in the elderly. We also have to celebrate it in our prisoners, our outcasts, our immigrants, people we don't always see or want to appreciate. We have to recognize that life is a gift that cannot be forfeited. The value of life in a sinner is no less than that in the saint. And we have to recognize it as such. And yet, the question is, do we? You see, first part of witnessing to the value of life is, as Christ says, to remove the plank from our own eye before we try to remove the speck from our brother or sister's. So we have to ask ourselves, do we truly respect life at all times and in all people? And do we not only respect life, but do we respect the one living that life? Do we respect it in the one who drives us crazy? The one who seems so strange and foreign? Do we respect life in the one who is the sinner as well as the saint? Do we truly respect life? And once we've removed that plank and try to remove the speck from our brother or sister's eye, oftentimes our focus, at least in our culture, is on the laws. A lot of times we think, well, if we could simply overturn Roe v. Wade or change the laws of land, then we would be doing what we're called to do. But that would only be part. See, the laws are the way they are because of our culture, because of our thinking. You see, we need people to truly value life in all its forms. We need people to want to respect life. We need them to see its true value. And the only way we can do that, the only way to convince them, is to show it, is to witness it by the way we live our lives. We might take a lesson from the early church. The early church lived in a day much like our own, much like described by the prophet Habakkuk, a day of violence and disrespect. They lived in the times of Romans when children were often seen as simply a burden and something that could be disposed of. The ones they loved, the ones they wanted, they cared for dearly. Ones they didn't want, however, they would dispose of. They had hills where they would take the babies out and simply leave them there to die from exposure. The early Christians saw this. Instead of simply focusing on trying to change the laws and make this illegal, what they did instead was they went out and they gathered those babies up. And they took them home and they cared for them. And with that, the church grew. Not only because of the babies and the infants, but because others saw that these people were different. Because they truly cared for and loved what nobody else did. And they took care of them. And they saw that witness, and it changed others' hearts. It changed their lives too. And they very much transplanted mulberry trees. And the church grew. And so the challenge remains for us today. Do we truly respect life at all times and in all people? And do we care for it? And do we witness to it? And how we live our lives? Now, part of Jesus' answer to increase our faith, he tells the key in this parable. The key to faith is faithfulness. You see, it's easy to believe when your prayers are answered right away, when your good deeds yield fruit and yield good things. But that's not faith. Faith is being like that servant who keeps working even though they don't see the fruit of their labor, even though they don't get their reward right away. They keep working. They're faithful. And it's out of that faithfulness, out of beating your head against that seemingly, that wall that won't move. It's in that that faith is born. And so in witnessing to respect life and all the things we do, we remember that we're called first and foremost to faithfulness. And out of that, our faith will grow.